Welcome, sweetie. I'm going to take you really deep down into trance today, surpassing all previous levels of depth, allowing you to experience what it feels like to uncouple your thoughts from yourself and from the outside world. So, just relax and close your eyes now. Just listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say, allowing the vibrations to weave themselves between your thoughts and your desires, introducing new ideas, new changes, and new passions. Now, I want you to picture a wide staircase for me. You're standing at the very top, looking down at all the stairs leading down. You can't see what's on the bottom. You can't see past the first few steps, because all else is dark. All else is blank, just as your mind will be on the descent down. Because with each step down that you take, You'll drop deeper into trance, deeper into my voice, and deeper into a blank state of mind. Where naught but my suggestions and my voice exist. Look down, sweetie, and notice the sparkling high heels on your feet. Notice the silky stockings enveloping your smooth legs. And know deep inside that these shall help you fall so deeply that you'll forget anything but trance exists, that anything but my words exist. Each step down will echo through your head and drag you down into a deeply relaxing, blank, suggestible, hypnotic trance. So, 10, and you take a step down, and you immediately feel as if your thoughts become a bit smaller, coming into your mind all at much slower. 9, and you take another step down, thoughts not wanting to unfold, wanting to retreat and sleep deeply underneath your subconscious perception, so that you may relax further, so that you may sleep deeper. 8, and with another step down, you can just allow yourself to breathe deeply and slowly, falling deeper into trance and deeper into my voice. Thoughts painted over with my words and the need to drop. Sleep deeper, sweetie. Fall deeper and quicker. Drop down. 7. Another step. Leaving all thoughts behind. Feeling them float up and up and back where you came from. Because you don't need them in this place. Because you can allow me to think for you here. And 6, step down. Each step pulling you deeper into trance. Each step allowing you to relax further. Each step leaving more of yourself up and behind you. So that nothing on earth could stop you from falling into my voice and into my words. 5, and you open up now, your mind opening all the way up, the layers of your thoughts opening like a flower, the thoughts in your head free to leave as they so desire, free to float up and behind and away, leaving you empty and blank, ready to receive, ready to listen and follow. 4, another step down, another level of depth, relaxing further, body becoming so very heavy, your mind becoming so very blurry, and your thoughts loosening and dispersing, allowing you to drop deeply into trance, blank and empty. Sleep deeper, sweetie. Drop into my voice. Open up. Allow me in. Drop down, down, down. And three, step down. And see the dark fog over the stairs dissipate. The very bottom becoming visible. Just a few more steps down. And you'll step into a thick pink mist on the very bottom of the stairs. And once you reach the final step, the number zero, and you hear me tell you to sleep with a snap of my fingers, the mist will encase you wholly, body and mind, taking you 10 times more deeply into trance, making you 10 times more suggestible, your body growing heavy as lead and your mind's thoughts folding in on themselves, becoming less than miniaturized specks of fragmented dust. The snap of my fingers will send a tingle traversing down your entire body, and the jolt will bring you further down the path I want you to take. So too, and take another step down, dropping down deeper, thoughts dropping out quicker, body heavier, mind blank and empty, unable to stop the fall now, impossible to resist, impossible to ignore my voice and my words as they travel deeply inside, sinking into your very core. Twisting your mindscape, so that every suggestion paints over you, leaving you no choice but to listen and follow and drop. Almost there, sweetie. One, stepping down and dropping deeper. So close now. The lights in your head fading. Your breathing slowing down, growing deeper. Your thoughts diffusing into the void way in the back, left behind, redundant and faded beyond capture. And when you take this next step down, your conscious mind will turn incorporeal and drift up and back and away, leaving you blank and empty. Only my voice and my words left sailing on the waves of your neurons. So, zero and sleep deeply for me. Drop deep, deep into my voice. Allow yourself to feel and enjoy the vacancy of thought and the numbness of body as the pink mist floats in and over you, capturing every thought that may have been left behind. Every tension, every worry, every unnecessary sensation. Feel this mist pouring into you, replacing everything that you are, so that all that's left is a hollow, blank canvas for me to reimagine and recreate. As you sink under the surface of this pink mist and vanish beneath, know that every word and every sensation that you hear from here on will stay with you always, persisting through all time and all space, never weakening, never giving in, because every suggestion, every command freely and easily makes itself a part of your everyday life, everyday thought, automatically without resistance. So just sink deeper under, pet. Sleep deeper, sweetie. Fall deeper into the mist and my voice. Keep on falling, becoming emptier and more receptive with each second, each word that you hear, each sound that passes you by, as you fall and sink and drop, relaxing further into this feeling, growing number and weaker. I'm going to count you down from ten to one. And on each number, you'll drop ever so much deeper into trance and become ever so much more suggestible. No resistance, no objection, no choice. And each time you hear me tell you to sleep, with a snap of my fingers, you'll feel a tickle in the back of your brain and a smooth jolt across your nerves as you drop twice as deep and become thrice as accepting of my word and my suggestion. This will happen, plaything, because every time you drop deeper for me, and every time you grow weaker to my suggestions, you feel pleasure and joy. You feel better and better and more unable to resist, unable to think of disobeying. So ten, and your mind opens up to me, wider and wider, allowing my voice so deeply into your head, saturating every square inch of it, quieting every single one of your thoughts down, so that only my words and my power remain. Sleep deeper, drop further, let me in. Relax, blank and empty, nine, and each number pulls you down deeper into the pink mist, unmaking you so that I can put you back together again, in the best way that I know how, in the way that you'll enjoy, in the way that you're so eager for. Eight, and you drop further still, falling. Weak and more receptive. Sleep deeper. Seven, sink. Drift. Relax. All worries and all tensions left way back in the past, where they cannot touch. Six, and all that's left is my voice and my words and my commands. Five, drop deeper, further down, open and amenable. Mind ready for drastic changes. Mind eager to experience a new way of life. Sleep deeper, sweetie. Four, and the numbness of your body reaches new lows. Sensations of touch dissipating into the mist all around you, leaving you feeling like nothing more than a partially empty, half-consciousness, awaiting instructions, always falling deeper, always becoming more receptive to suggestions. Three, sinking so deep now, so very deep into my voice and my words and my words. So very deep into the pleasure of feeling like nothing but vapor, so easily manipulated and so easily changed. Two, and you drop four times as deep and as quick, falling faster without resistance. And on the next number, you will go completely and totally blank of body and mind, melding with the pink mist, becoming vapor. Nothing more than a body of barely aware subconsciousness, awaiting direction. So one, and sleep so deeply now, sweetie. Welcome the void. Welcome this floaty feeling, where such things as objection, resistance, or disobedience do not exist. Because right now, in this moment, so very deeply in trance, and so very deeply under the control of my voice. Every suggestion, every command, every instruction shall easily and automatically rearrange the neural patterns of your brain, so that once you come back, you will be a better, changed person. Someone you like more, someone you wish to be more and more with each passing day. Now that you're so very receptive, eager for my words, eager to submit and obey fully and without reservation, and dropping deeper with each word, becoming more suggestive with each sound that you hear. I'm going to anchor your entire mind to a set of particular ideas, specific concepts, and leave you with no choice but to realign your entire nature to accommodate the change. This is but the very beginning of your journey, but it will be a very abrupt and powerful one. It'll leave you with no choice but to follow and obey and give in, because you like giving in. Creating circumstances where the only path you may possibly take is the one which you were given, the one which was chosen for you. That feeling of having no control, that feeling of losing control, drives you wild with arousal and tickles those parts of your brain that only light up with pleasure when you submit, when you follow and obey, when you leave yourself no choice but to follow every suggestion as if your life depended on it. Because there is a very specific part of your waking brain that only brings you pleasure when you obey. A pleasure so unlike any other, a pleasure of such unique taste, such wild flavor, a blissful pleasure nearly out of this world. It's that pleasure you feel when you follow suggestions, when you follow and obey and bring my will into reality, when you break apart any single thought of resisting and simply allow yourself to make real all the suggestions I imprint upon your weak, submissive mind. This happens easily and so the pleasure comes easily, gushing right in, bypassing all the layers of your mind, making you feel as if having no choice is the only choice you have, as if bowing to my suggestions is the only way you could feel this particular racy pleasure, filling your mind with a mist of pure arousal and bringing your body closer and closer to orgasm by submission alone. As I have you here, at my mercy, every suggestion and every word weaves easily into the fabric of what makes you, into the underlining thoughts of your mind and the very surface of your perception, into every little neuron and every little nerve and every little idea and concept, and behavior, leaving you with nothing but acceptance and pleasure. So that when I tell you that you're a heel slave, the words make their way deeply into you, settling into every part of your mind. leaving no place untouched, no place unchanged. Because the words heal slave have a special meaning in your mind. They signify your very real and very true obsession with becoming more and more dependent on your high heels to bring you joy and bliss. They signify your identity as a slave to your desires, the need to shackle your feet and your mind to high heels. Because when you ache to feel that unique pleasure of the mind and the body, that unique pleasure which only manifests when you succumb to my suggestions. Your yearning for dressing up jumps ahead of every single one of your other thoughts, other wants, and splashes your entire mindscape with an insatiable need to enslave yourself to your feminine desires. Because the more you ache to dress up in panties and dresses and heels, The happier you feel, and the more, you want to submit to your inner girl, sweetie. The more you want to become her, fully and totally in body and in mind. And it'll be so very easy for your mind to become a slave to this desire, this need. This unavoidable and so extremely arousing thirst to become a heel slave in all meaning of the term. And it feels so good to hear me call you a heel slave. It solidifies all the suggestions I've ever imprinted upon your mind. Each time stronger and stronger, building upon each other, upon each wave of suggestions, and each wave of obsessions. And each time I call you a heel slave, you feel a throb of arousal and a tingle run down your spine, making real that which you most desire. The need to succumb, the thirst to submit to my word, and your need to become the best girl you could become, the best girl you could dream of. So, pet, my submissive heel slave, so full of pleasure and need, feel yourself drop even deeper. Sleep and drop deeper. Become more suggestible. Fall deeper. Emptier. Mindless. Tension-free. Ready for more changes. Eager for bigger changes. Obsessed with becoming the perfect girl for me. The perfect, submissive, brainwashed girl. I want you to be a good girl for me. I want you to be a good heel slave for me. And you want to feel like a good girl. You want it so much. Because nothing else quite allows you to feel like yourself. Nothing else feels as true or real or as pleasurable. Nothing else even comes close. Nothing on earth allows you to feel that unique, lovely bliss of the mind and the body. Nothing else feels as good. Nothing at all feels as good as taking steps to further your life as a good girl. For me and for yourself, for your inner desires. For your obsession and need to feel good and whole. And it'll be so very easy to take those steps. They'll happen automatically, naturally, over time, because each and every single time you feel a single twitch of arousal, a single throb of pleasure, a single shiver of lust. your need to become a better and better girl increases each and every time, permanently building upon the last, ever increasing, ever more blissful. Every single time you feel aroused in body or mind, in any small way, the craving for high heels and extremely feminine clothing increases exponentially, driving your arousal further. Because as you become aroused, and as your needs fuel your arousal, your arousal fuels your needs in a never-ending, perpetual cycle, so that the more aroused you are, the more feminine you want to become, and the more feminine you want to become, the more aroused you become, the more you enjoy it, the more you fall into the trap, the obsession, the need. So be a good heel slave for me, and feel this set in. Feel it seep right into the very center of your brain, your mind, your thoughts. Allow it to weave into the makeup of your being. Allow it to paint your blank canvas, so that you'll have no choice but to follow along with your needs, which are now part of you on a deeper level than you could have ever imagined. And always growing stronger with each day, each listen, each time you feel aroused, each time you wear heels, each time you dress up, each time you take any step into feminization of the mind and the body. Sleep deeper for me, heel slave. Open up further, leaving nothing in reserve. Just drop even deeper, become more suggestible, allowing all the sensations to cement themselves so very strongly upon your weak mind. When you see heels anywhere, at any time, in any way, the pleasure centers of your mind light up, bright and big, filling you with a wet throbbing arousal. This will happen because when you spot high heels in any way, at any time, you think of how much a girl you want to become, and how much of a good girl I want you to become. I want you to be such a very good girl for me, sweetie. I want you to need it. And so you shall. It's that easy, because reacting upon my suggestions brings you joy beyond the norm, pleasure beyond this world. It makes you feel weak and obedient, pliable and aroused, because each time you follow anyone my suggestions, your world becomes brighter and happier and fuller. And each time you disobey or disregard, it grows duller and darker. And you love this, heel slave. You want to fall deeper into this. You want to accept these words as a universal truth. And so you shall, because I want you to. Your arousal is now forever linked with the need to throw yourself deeper into becoming a girl, because each time you twitch or throb or drip or get in any way excited, your hunger to become a better girl for me grows and grows and grows, becoming impossible to ignore. And as this desire grows, so will your arousal each and every single time. And because you so desire to be a good girl for me, you'll do everything in your power to become one, outside and in. Each step you take brings you closer to pure bliss, to pure happiness. which in turn allows you to feel complete and whole, having succeeded in doing what you're told, what you desire, what you should be doing, each little step. You're already so obsessed with high heels, pet. They're already on your mind so very often, and so very deeply, so very strongly. But that's just a single step, just a single item, a single mindset. I need you to really want this. I need you to fall into this obsession with wanton and a nearly supernatural focus. Because when you do, you'll feel happy, you'll feel whole, and you'll feel pleasure. More and more pleasure, the deeper you allow yourself to submit. The kind of pleasure which only being a good girl for me allows you to feel, a wild, overarching arousal which fills your entire body and mind, allowing you to feel things you've only ever dreamt of. And so, because you desire so very much to feel this way, to feel so much better than you ever had before, you'll submit and obey and take those next steps, those steps which I need you to take, those steps which you have no choice but to follow, as if your mind weren't quite your own. So, without having much of a choice in the matter, because your mind will want you to feel the kind of rapturous pleasure I've described, you will succumb to your desires to be a good girl and steadily replace all of your male clothes with nice, sweet, feminine attire. This will happen slowly but surely, because you want to have no choice in the matter. You want your only choice to be feminine clothes. You want it so badly because you want to feel the pleasure of becoming a better and better good girl for me. The pleasure of falling deeper into this obsession. The pleasure and joy of allowing your inner girl out and into the real world. Because each article of feminine clothing you have on drives you deeper into this need. Because each piece of feminine clothing you own makes you crave to be a girl. More and more makes you crave to be the best good girl you could be for me. So that when you wake, the only thing on your mind will be which skirt or dress or bra you wish to wear, which stockings, which panties, which high heels. Each time your mind turns away from dressing up as a good girl, you momentarily go blank and sink into a thick pink mist, feeling my voice wash over your subconscious mind in the most subtle of ways, but sinking so deeply into the recesses of your thoughts and all of your needs to become the best heel slave. The best girl, the best slut, resurface and grow twice as strong as the last time. Grow twice as good, twice as arousing. And you'll be left with no choice but to follow along with my suggestions, with your desire, with what I want for my slutty good girl. You'll be left with no choice but to wear your heels and your panties and your stockings, to wear your dresses and your skirts and your blouses, your bras and your corsets and your collars. Resisting these desires leaves you feeling unfulfilled, as if you hadn't surrendered quite deeply enough. And we both know you need to surrender. We both know you want to submit and obey. We both know you need to be a good girl for me. Nothing else but total obedience and total immersion in the insatiable desire to become the best girl you can be. Allows you to feel that pleasure you so crave to feel at all times. Because when you give in and dress up, becoming my heel slave, my girl, my slut. You feel good and happy and worry-free, as if the world aligns to bring you the most joy it could in every single way. It's a sensation you thirst for, a sensation you need, a sensation I wish you could feel. Now, allow these suggestions to sink in so very deeply, settling in all nice and cozy, finding permanent places in your mind, spreading out and into every crease and every nook. When I count you up from 1 to 5 and wake you, each number will allow the suggestions in this file to solidify and grow stronger. Each number will send a small jolt of pleasure running through your mind, allowing you to feel so very pleased with each and every single command, every suggestion, every word. You'll want nothing more than to manifest the contents of this file in the real world, out of trance. You'll crave it so very strongly, so intently, leaving you with little choice but to obey, but to follow, but to step further into your brainwashing, your obsession, so one, and you feel all the suggestions becoming twice as strong, twice as persistent, twice as pleasurable, too. And you can become more and more aware, more and more awake, more and more happy. Three, waking up slowly, feelings returning to your limbs, awareness returning to your mind. Four, suggestions sinking in deeper and deeper, becoming twice again as strong, twice again as persistent. And five, fully aware. Fully awake, energized, full of joy, feeling whole and happy, feeling the need to surrender to my suggestions, feeling the need to follow your desires. Good girl.